I want to thank you again for joining me. Remember, God is on the throne and he hasn't moved. God's well in control. I was at a video, I was at a movie yesterday. The Chosen was the last day. They were showing it here in our town. And so I was able to go and take care of this. Now, I want to tell you something. It's important to hear the aspects of the Lord that are so important. And this is what I want to say. We are in a day and age where they're more apt to believe a lie than they are the truth. Now, there was a Super Bowl ad, Jesus Gets Us, okay? And the people who put it out were trying to disrupt religion in order to make the point that it's not only what would Jesus do, but how would Jesus do it, okay? That's the point of all that there is. And so I wanna get to that, you know, I wanna get to that in a few moments. But we'll get there. We'll get there at the right time. I wanna remind you about our ministry, Tom and Sarah Ministries, and what we like to do. We like to be able to help people. Encourage people, build them up, and get them to a place of loving the Lord and keeping moving, going forward, having our day, just keeping going forward. That's a big deal to me. I want you to wake up in the morning, and you have to know this. You have to know that you are giving the devil a heart attack. When you wake up in the morning, you are traumatizing the devil because you didn't give up yesterday and you're moving forward. So that's what our ministry is all about. Isaiah 35 is really the key scriptures to go there. So this is a deal, and we're going to get into this in just a second. And I want to flavor what I'm doing here with the Word of God. And but as far as like what we're doing, I have two books for sale. One of them is called SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. The other one is called From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. You can get that at Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, and Amazon.com. We'll get you both of those books. If you get them from me, it is, let's see. If you get them from me, it is $20, which includes shipping. And so you can get it just email me, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. We're looking for people to support this ministry. I'm looking for, 40 people to pledge $10 a month, or 40 people or 10 people to pledge I mean, 100 people to pledge $4 a month. Doesn't matter. We're trying to gain a total of $400 to $500 per month to help out with the people on the streets. The people on the streets and all. So that's what we're trying to do. And I hope that works for you and that you will be able to give. Also, I'm going to school next year. School of Supernatural Ministry here at Bethel. And it was really by the direction of the Lord. And I don't have any qualms about that. I believe that it's time for me just to take some time to get closer, more intimate with Jesus than I ever have been before. To move forward in my life, to keep going. I believe that I'm going to be around for a while, so I want to be able to bring Jesus everywhere I go. It's $5,000 plus for the school, and it's around $2,000 for the ministry trip. So if you want to give, email me, Tom and Sarah Ministries ryanmcdonald@gmail.com. I'll put it in the description here on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tom and Sarah. Subscribe to my podcast, Tom and Sarah, Abounding Hope Ministries. And you can do that as well. Praise God. We are in John 13. And so I want to go back to verse 17. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. But in John 13, verse 17, he says, "So now put into practice what I've done for you, and you will experience a life of happiness enriched with untold blessings." Now, blessing is more than a monetary deal. Blessing is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's more than physical. It's emotional. It's spiritual as well. You can go to Matthew chapter 5, the beginning of chapter 5. Blessed are the, that's what he, blessed is the man, Psalm 1, who does not walk in the counsel, okay? It's more than just happiness. It is a, it's more than happiness. It's a fulfillment in your life. So verse 18, "I don't refer to all of you when I tell you these things, for I know the ones I've chosen to fulfill the scripture that says, 'The one who shared supper with me treacherously betrays me.' I'm telling you this now before it happens, so that when the prophecy comes to pass, you will be convinced that I am." Okay? That word "I am," again, God, he, Jesus is equating himself to Jehovah God, God, "I am." He says, "I am who I am." Remember, he said that to Moses. And he said, listen to this timeless truth, this eternal truth. "Whoever receives the messenger I send receives me." Hi, Kristen. "And the one who receives me receives the Father who sent me." Okay, so you're sent. Whoever receives you receives Jesus, and whoever receives Jesus receives the Father. And then verse 21, "Then Jesus was moved deeply in his spirit." Okay, emotionally, he was feeling a profound tenderness. His spirit felt a longing. He said he was moved deeply. Looking at his disciples, he announced, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." You too, have a great day. "I tell you the truth, one of you is about to betray me." Can you imagine how their heart probably sunk when they heard this? They're like, who would possibly do that? You know, I mean, that's probably what was going on in their head. They were eyeing each other, his disciples puzzled over which one of them could do such a thing. And the disciple that Jesus loved, here we are talking about John, okay, the one that Jesus showed mercy to is the Aramaic translation, was at the right of him at the table and was leaning on his his head on Jesus. And Peter gestured to him and asked Jesus who it was he was referring to. And then the dearly loved disciple leaned into Jesus' chest and whispered, "Master, who is it?" And then Jesus responded, "It is the one I give the piece of bread to after I dip it into the bowl." And Jesus replied, and then he dipped the piece of bread into the bowl and handed it to Judas of Cariath, or Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Culturally, this is an act of a cherished friendship. To hand over the choicest bits of food to a friend. And so, for Jesus to do this, it was just saying that you are my friend. You're my dear friend. And right after that, Satan enters into his heart. The question I have is, how did he know that this being a cultural sign of dear friendship, how could he immediately go out to betray Jesus. And when Judas ate the piece of bread, this is right after, Satan or the adversary or the accuser entered him. And then Jesus looked at Judas at that moment and said, what you are planning to do, go do it now. And none of those at the table realized what was happening. Some thought that Judas, their trusted treasurer, was being told to go buy what was needed for the Passover celebration, or perhaps go give something to the poor. So Judas left quickly and went out into the dark night to betray Jesus. My question is, have you ever been in a position where you have felt betrayed by somebody? Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. Probably it's happened to everybody that I know. You have a dear friend who betrays you. You have somebody who's on your team betraying you. Okay, I've had that happen a couple of times. And the deal is that, yeah, it hurts. Jesus knew beforehand that this was actually going to happen. Jesus is having his supper. I mean, in our society, you know, somebody would have taken a selfie. Somebody would have taken a selfie. But the deal is that Jesus did, you know, Jesus is having supper. He does an act of dear friendship to the man who's going to betray him, and he knew that he was going to betray him. John's sitting at his right hand, and he's leaning on his breast. Who is it? It's the one that I dip, and I do this dear act for. All the disciples were worried. All of them were worried that it was one of them because they didn't know the future. Jesus knew the future. And Judas, who was carrying the money, they assumed, even though he was stealing it, they assumed that he was going to go out and do something with it, like buy some food or give to the poor. And then after this, in verse 31, Jesus left the room. And Judas left the room. And Jesus said at that time, the time has come for the glory of God to surround the Son of Man, and God will greatly be glorified through what happens to me. And soon after, God will unveil the glory of the Son of Man. My dear friends, I only have a brief time to be with you, and you will search and long for me, but I will tell you what I told the Jewish leaders. You will not be able to come where I am. Okay, in John 7, he talked about that. So here he is, he's predicting he's leaving. The disciples who had left everything for the last 3.5+ years, They were kind of like, what's going on? You know, they were feeling this, what are we going to do? Kind of feeling like everything that they had is now gone. So I give you now a new commandment, and we'll get into that tomorrow. But the deal that I want to tell you is that, yes, Jesus got the ball in motion of his betrayal. He washed the disciples' feet, taught them what to do to be leaders, washed their feet, fed them. Shared, can I say, communion with them. And then, after he left, he tells the apostles, or the disciples at that time, it is time for the glory of God to surround the Son of Man. I'm going to be glorified. Remember, the crucifixion was not a defeat. The crucifixion was a major, major victory for God. He was able to ransom back, give the keys of the kingdom back, take them back from the devil that was given to him by Adam and Eve, take them back and give them to his disciples. If the crucifixion was a defeat, then this is funny, but if the crucifixion actually was a defeat, Jesus would not be, Jesus would be even more pained. Remember, he said, I have to go, because if I go, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about that later. Jesus was able to multiply himself when, this is crazy, but Jesus was able to multiply himself when he died and rose again, because the Holy Spirit was able to come and minister into the apostles and to get them going in the things of God. It's cool. Well, again, we are just wetting your spirit here. And I want you to go search these things out. Go into the Bible, read them. And then you can get some stuff too. Take out your journal and write it down. So today, I want to tell you, you can have more of Jesus. Maybe you've betrayed him. Maybe you've run away from him. Maybe you have had selfish ambitions through your life. God wants to set you free today. God's healing is here. He's here for you. Anyway, just a reminder, TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. When we finish the book of John, we're going to go to once a week, maybe twice a week, videos. But until that time, we're going to go every day through the book of John, and then we will deal with other things. But I want to tell you that God is calling you deeper. I want you to really, really go forward in the things of God from this moment on, and watch what God can do. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. God loves you. This time, this season of discouragement, of pain, is almost over. And God's going to take you and from isolation into influence. Well, anyway, please, we're looking for donors. We're looking for people who be willing to pledge. You know, we're trying to get $400. Maybe one person wants to give $400 a month to this ministry. Maybe 10 people want to give $40 a month. Maybe 20 people want to give $20 a month. Maybe 100 people want to give $4 a month. Whatever. You know, we need that to help out with the street ministry that we do. Ministering to people, the poor especially, consider giving. You know, 80 people giving $5 a month, that'll help. Whatever it is, just pledge it, TomandSarahMinistries@gmail.com. I have Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. You can give through that. Buy my books, that helps. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, to my podcast. You know, those help out as well. Share, like, comment on these videos. That helps. So anyway, God bless you guys today. Have a great day. Tom and Sarah Ministries. It's my name, ministries@gmail.com. And that's how you can get information on this. Buy my books, barnesandnoble.com, walmart.com, amazon.com. That'll help you. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.